Farage calls for Brexit 2.0 to deal with migrant crisis as another 400 illegals land. By Kurt Sindelka on August 5, 2022. To deal with the growing migrant crisis in the English Channel, the United Kingdom needs to embark on nothing less than a Brexit 2.0 project to free itself from the remaining globalist bonds tying the hands of the government and preventing the realization of the promise to take back control of the borders, Brexit leader Nigel Farage declared. As over 1,000 more illegals were brought ashore on British beaches this week, Nigel Mr. Brexit Farage has called for the government to finally remove itself from the European Court of Human Rights and other asylum diktats from institutions such as the United Nations. Speaking from a GB News Farage at large broadcast from Bognor Regis in the south of England, the Brexit campaigner said, "We will never deal with this if we stay part of the European Convention on Human Rights, whose court can overrule this. We will never deal with this all the while we are signed up to some United Nations declarations, some of which are over 70 years old and out of date. I will put it to you, what we need is Brexit 2.0 so we really get back control of our borders. That's my view." Though the UK officially left the European Union in 2020, the country is still a part of the Council of Europe and therefore its subsidiary, the European Court of Human Rights, as they are technically separate institutions from the EU. However, many, including Farage, see little distinction, given they share the same EU flag, anthem, and are headquartered in the same European Quarter campus in Strasbourg, France. The issue of Britain's continued membership in the ECHR was brought to the forefront of the political debate surrounding illegal immigration after the European Court issued a last-minute order to prevent a deportation flight of illegal aliens to Rwanda in June. The government's Rwanda policy, under which illegal migrants would be sent to have their asylum claims processed in the East African nation rather than allowing them to stay on British soil during the interim, has been put on hold until at least the autumn, amid further legal challenges at home. At present, neither candidate vying to replace Boris Johnson as Prime Minister, Foreign Secretary Liz Truss and former Chancellor Rishi Sunak have committed to removing Britain from the ECHR, though both have said they would consider it as an option. On Thursday, a further 388 illegal migrants were brought ashore by the British Border Force at Dover, adding to the 696 who landed on Monday, the highest daily figure of the year. While the flow of illegals across the English Channel appeared to subside in July following the bust of a major people smuggling operation, GB News revealed this week that an Albanian human trafficking network has apparently taken over operations and has even begun advertising illegal passage on the Chinese social media platform TikTok. The week prior, a report from the Independent Chief Inspector of Borders and Immigration found that the illegal crossings have become so out of control that border officials are failing to complete even the most basic of due diligence, such as recording names and fingerprints. The failings have seen scores of illegals disappear into the country after absconding from taxpayer-funded hotel accommodations, raising the specter of a potential national security threat. "We have a population crisis in this country. It's out of control and it's directly because of open borders," Nigel Farage said on Thursday. "No one has got the courage to deal with it, and that's because as soon as you put your head over the parapet and discuss these issues, they make your life hell. They made my life hell on this for years. Luckily, unlike normal people, I couldn't care less." Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.